Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Cranky Tales. In this one we're going to talk about Italy and something that's really representative to this country that you probably have never heard about. And if you weren't to listen to this, you might have never heard about it. One of the great things about doing this podcast is that it allows me to document myself on some more boutique brands or on some aspects of motorcycles that people might not be that aware of. And this is exactly the case for today's episode, because we're going to talk about TM Racing. Now, when I say this name, there are probably two options. You have either never heard of them, don't know what they do or what are they, or have heard of them, you know that they make motorcycles and mostly dirt bikes, but that's about it. And so in this video, we're going to take a look at this brand, at TM Racing, and see why are they so special. Let's start with the beginning. So first of all, TM Racing appeared in Italy, and the Italian theme is going to be strongly present throughout this video, because a lot of the things that this brand did and does are so quintessentially Italian that, I mean, calling it a stereotype isn't doing it justice. But let's go back to the brand. So TM Racing was founded in Pesaro in 1977. So it's not a recent motorcycle brand. It does have some history behind it. And it was founded by two Italians called Claudio Flenghi and Francesco Battistelli. You might initially think the TM might come from their initials or something, but you would be close, because the name TM comes from the name of each of the founder's sons. That's a bit less important. What it is important to know is that Claudio actually had some experience with MotoB and with Benelli. Now, Benelli is a brand that you might have heard of. Well, currently, they do some sort of lower-end, like, bit-budget motorcycles. But Benelli is, it's basically a brand that has an extraordinary history behind it. So let's go back to TM Racing. What exactly do they build? If you were to create a metaphor for the products that they put out, it would be the limited edition Ferraris of the dirt bike world. I know that the idea of a Ferrari or of an exclusive dirt bike sounds wild. It sounds pretty amazing in a way, because when you think about exotic stuff, I think about beautifully clean Ferraris with nice lines and stuff like that. You don't think about motocross. You don't think about enduro. You don't think about flat tracks. And speaking of flat tracks, in order to be able to get a bit more in depth with this brand, I think it's important to understand their lineup, their current lineup. They have quite a lot. So if you go onto their website, you'll find five categories with a lot of motorcycles. You have motocross, if you go to that page, they have 8 motocross bikes, ranging from 450 4-strokes down to 85cc 2-strokes for, well, kids mostly. And you have enduro motorcycles. You have supermoto. You have flat track bikes, which is something you don't see commonly. Most flat track bikes that you see out there in the wild are adapted from, like, regular bikes. But TM Racing sells a ready-to-race one right on their website. And finally, I guess in order for them to be able to actually make some money as well, they do sell kart engines, like shifter kart engines. They're pretty small, ranging from 60 cc's up to 125 cc's. So as you can see here, the lineup that TM brings is quite broad. They have a lot of things, and this is where we get to the interesting part, the quality of TM Racing. Now, these days we're so used of mass-produced things, right? I mean, KTM bought Husqvarna, and lately they even bought GasGas as a brand, and so they share a lot of components. They share engines and stuff like that. And I mean, look, this sharing between companies does have its pros and cons, of course. But there is something a bit special when a smaller manufacturer builds all of their own things from scratch, like their engines. And TM has never failed to do that. So TM Racing has always developed their own engines. And being such a small manufacturer actually makes this feat even more impressive. This is quite an achievement. But getting back to the quality, though, these bikes were always really high quality in everything they did. So from their internal parts to just the build quality and finishes in general. They have been... I mean, TM Racing is a boutique motorcycle brand. So the thing is, again, when you are bought by KTM or when you are a brand like KTM, your main goal is to make money. I mean, sure, you make money by building awesome, awesome motorcycles, dirt bikes, street bikes, whatever it is. That's how you make money, yes. But your goal is to make money. And this is not the case of TM Racing. This is, I think, the most amazing part about this brand, because they started out in a garage, right? Almost as every Silicon Valley startup ever. Although these guys are from Pesaro, Italy. But they started off in a garage, in one of the founders' garages. And once they got to building a few motorcycles, they actually moved out into a bit of a factory. But even from when they started, they were already being praised for the quality of the bikes that they produced. And that sort of streak never ended. Never ended. They're still known for that. And so they did advance, right? And of course, throughout the years, they did grow a little bit. I mean, it's not just the two founders any longer. But you would expect in 40 years of successful history, I might say, for a company like this to have more than 70 employees. But they don't. They are still a small company. And this is part of the appeal. And the reason for this is honestly pretty simple. They're not in it for the money. I mean, look, of course, making money as a business is crucial. I mean, you can't survive without it. But TM's Racing most important, I guess, goal in life is making the best bikes they can do. The best dirt bikes that anyone has ever built. That's their goal. And I mean, you just have to stop and read the title of read the name of the company, TM Racing. What they provide, and it's a thing that a lot of people aren't able to provide, is race ready machines out of the box. Okay, KTM, like, they say that their bikes are ready to race, and usually compared to other manufacturers, they are definitely in a racier state of tune. But it's nothing compared with TM Racing. Even with KTM, right, in order to be able to go to races like on a high level, you still have to do some mods to them and things like that. TM Racing is a bit of an odd one in this case, because their bikes aren't cheap, right? They're not the budget KTM. They're not the budget Husqvarna, but they are the more quality KTM or Husqvarna, which I think can say a lot. I think it can definitely say a lot of things about it. Now, they have always been focused on racing, and lately they have been most focused on four strokes, and to be more specific, to motocross. So if you are into motocross, you might have heard about them. They've been building their team up and things like that. They even went into Moto3, because in Moto3 you are limited to 250cc engines, and then, well, this was right up TM Racing's alley. They built those engines, and they've been building them for quite a while. Let's go a bit further range and see exactly, because you would expect a boutique manufacturer, right, a small manufacturer, to at least have a bit of a limited range, but when you look at their website and when you look at what they produce, you are going to be amazed. So first of all, I'm going to start with Monocross. It's their bread and butter. It's what they're best at. And if anyone has heard about TM Racing, they've probably heard about them from Monocross. Of course, they offer a 450 four-stroke. They offer a 300 four-stroke, a 250 four-stroke. These are the only three four-stroke bikes, but these are the bikes that they focus on. And you can easily see how they try to compare it with KTM, right? With the KTM's 450, with their 350, and then with the 250. With all original-made TM engines and parts and designs. These aren't rebranded KTMs or rebranded Huskies. Next up, also for motocross, they do offer quite an impressive motocross range. They offer a 300 two-stroke, a 250 two-stroke, a 144 and a 125 two-stroke, and an 85 two-stroke for kids. Now, you heard me well here. I said 144 and 125 two-stroke, and actually the story behind this is, in my opinion, really fascinating and really interesting. So, in 2006, the AMA, or the American Motorcycle Federation, they changed some rules for the amateur championship. And what they basically did was that they allowed 144 cubic centimeter two-strokes to compete against 250 two-strokes. Now, why did it take up to 2006 for this? Well, basically because in 2006, KTM managed to put enough pressure on the AMA in order for these to be allowed. But either way, in 2006, basically the AMA allowed them to use 144 engines instead of 125s. Now, for a bit of reference, in Europe, they've been racing these 144s against 250s for a while now, so it wasn't anything new, like globally, but for America it was. And here's one place where TM Racing sort of showed their passion for dirt bikes. I mean, look, the difference between 125 and 144, it's not a large one. So what most manufacturers did was they built a big bore kit. Basically, they just, by an aftermarket sort of mod, they increased the size of the cylinder and they made it a 144 and called it a day. And now you're able to compete with 144s. What TM Racing did was something unconventional, I guess you could say. What they basically did was they built an engine from scratch. It wasn't a kitted 125. It wasn't a big bore 125. They completely redesigned the engine in order to be natively a 144 cubic centimeter engine, a CC engine. And that, to me, is absolutely astonishing. How much dedication you have to have for 14 cc's extra, or something like that, or 19 cc extra, I'm sorry. TM Racing definitely showed that they're passionate about what they're doing, and then If they were after the money, they would just build a big bore kit for the 125 and sell it. But they didn't. They redesigned it. And somehow, even to this day, they still sell both their 144 two-stroke and their 125 two-stroke. I mean, if this doesn't show dedication and passion for what you're doing, for what you're building, for the sport that you're focusing on, I honestly don't know exactly what does. Now let's go to their enduro lineup, which is gonna take us into a bit of a different story. So the enduro lineup is composed of 9 bikes. The 125 fuel injected two stroke. They have a 144 two stroke, and then they have 250 four strokes, 300 two stroke, 250 two stroke. Another 300 two-stroke, but this one is carbureted. The other one was fuel-injected, 250 four-stroke, 300 four-stroke, and 450 four-stroke. They have a lot of bikes, and the one thing you will notice is that When compared to other manufacturers, DM still sells both a carbureted and a fuel-injected version of their enduro bikes. It's something you don't hear, and for the bikes that have went over to fuel injection, namely KTM and Husqvarna, they only offer their TPI models now, which are their fuel-injected models. DM somehow still sells both. And to be honest, TM has always had a bit of a purist mentality towards things. They were really reluctant into putting fuel injection on two strokes because, I mean, look, they're Italians and they like their old ways. Now, they're old ways, not necessarily in a bad way, in an outdated way, but in a pure way. So the idea of a two-stroke engine is that it's light, it doesn't have many moving parts, and so it's simple, light, and raw. And they thought that putting fuel injection and fuel pumps and stuff like that would just complicate it unnecessarily, and they had a point. And so for a long time, TM built the most sort of pure two-strokes that you could find out there. They were even really reluctant to putting an electric starter on their bikes for the same reason. Now, you have to appreciate that they weren't that stubborn about it. I mean, they could have just went the route of, no, we're never putting that one. F you guys, we know better. But they didn't. Now, while they were maybe a little bit later on some things, at the end of the day, we got electric starters and we got fuel-injected two-strokes. Which, in my opinion, is a win. It's definitely a win. But I was talking about enduro bikes and their enduro lineup, and here's part of why you don't see many of them. So, them being a small manufacturer obviously translates into parts are extremely hard to find. The truth is, it's really hard to find different things, even the small things, when you need to fix these TM racing bikes. And when you're on the trail, nobody's gonna have TM parts on them. And it's a bit of a vicious cycle. I mean, you can't really have you can't have a lot of parts availability and dealer support without selling a lot of bikes, but then you can't really sell a lot of bikes without having the first part. It's complicated. It's definitely complicated. But I guess what's keeping TM Racing afloat is that they never wanted, or they never intended to be the big mama the big mama motorcycle company. They never intended to take over KTM or other manufacturers. Now, the last three categories are a bit shorter, but we're going to go to a supermoto category, which is a category that TM Racing has actively pursued. Initially, I said that if you heard about TM Racing, you might have heard about them from motocross. I might have lied, because actually they've had quite a presence in supermotos as well. They build and develop exceptional engines. And what this allowed them to do was to excel in supermoto racing as well. Now, unfortunately, SM racing isn't that popular in general. It's nowhere near as popular as motocross or MotoGP or whatever. But if you are passionate of the sport, then yeah, you most likely have heard of TM racing. Now, speaking of niche sports, we have flat track racing, which almost nobody has heard about. But TM racing builds a bike ready for that, and that's amazing. So it has like lowered front suspension, the entire bike is sort of lowered and the center of gravity is lowered in order to allow for better flat track cornering, and a lot of other alterations went into this bike, of course, but yeah, TM Racing sells that because they can. And shifter kart engines, the one last sort of nail in the coffin, or the last thing to emphasize the boutiqueness of this manufacturer, is take a look at their website. I mean, look, I'm a web developer, so okay, I might be a bit more nitpicky, but You can see the WordPress logo in the navigation bar of Google Chrome when you visit their website. It's a combination between a nice WordPress theme and lack of an attention to details. And this sort of says it all about TM Racing. They never cared about marketing. They never cared about looking like a good company or whatever. They cared about bikes. They cared about motorcycles. It was pure Italian passion for motorcycles, passion for dirt bikes. And it's such an Italian thing to do and to be really passionate about what you're doing and to dedicate your entire life to building just the most amazing machine that you can. And that's why I think TM Racing isn't the most popular, and that's okay. Sometimes for these boutique manufacturers, it's okay to not be popular because they have their following, they have their fan base, and when building stuff like this, and with a passion like this, you're likely to be in business for a long time. And I think this is going to be TM Racing's sort of advantage. Look, they've been doing it for 40 years now. In 40 years, they learned a lot. They learned to adapt. They learned to sort of go with the times. And you know what? I think TM Racing is here to stay. I definitely think it's here to stay. It's an amazing motorcycle. It's Italiano at its finest. In a world dominated by Austrians and, Austrians, KTM and Husqvarna, you need your TM Racings, right? In a world where Audi or BMW dominates the market, you need your Ferraris. It's always nice to know that there is someone or a company out there that cares way more about their products than they care about their profit margins, and that's amazing. That's something we need to appreciate, and heck, if we can, it's something that's awesome to support. Now, thanks a lot for listening to this episode of Crank It. As I said, I love researching these companies like TM Racing, companies that are boutique, that you might have heard about their name, but you don't really know why or don't know what they do. I think they're amazing, and they can provide some amazing sort of insight to the motorcycling industry, and they can provide insights to different parts or sections of the motorcycle industry. And that's amazing. Thanks a lot for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I just launched our first ever proper movie about Yamaha FZ6N on the Crank It YouTube channel. Please go check that out. I've worked a lot on it, like for a few weeks. It's a bit of a cinematic review with a storyline and stuff like that. I really hope you enjoyed it. So, yeah. Thanks a lot for listening to this. And see you next time. Talk to you next time. Also, follow us on TikTok, on Instagram, crank.it. And on TikTok, we're crank_it. Follow our other YouTube channel, Simply Crank It. You can listen to this podcast anywhere on your preferred podcasting platform. And yeah, see you next time. Bye.